Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Hopefully very loud when they're on offense and second and third down and making it hard for them. But just the energy, the juice, the vibes. Our goal is to get to the fourth quarter and have Mr. Brightside be playing. And I know the fans love that, but that gives us such a little shot of energy that, you know, we're going to need going into this game.
Listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
It is Football Friday. Destiny's calling. Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We have a special Facebook Live Playoff Football Friday on WGR's Facebook page. You can see our faces on Facebook.
Congrats.
Brought to you by, dreams come true, huh? Taquito Lindo, Williamsville Experience, Mexico in the 716. Here we go. Bills and Ravens Sunday. I've just watched, you know, a small mini rant here.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills win, it's going to be amazing because the last 72 hours plus, maybe even more than that, it's just a Derrick Henry fear fest.
I know.
I just watched a Dan Orlovsky clip. They should put warnings on these. It's that Baltimore is going to line up 6 offensive linemen and a fullback and mm-hmm. 2 tight ends
mm-hmm.
and basically go ahead and bring you 4,000 pounds of football player in front of Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And that no team in the NFL is equipped to stop their 6 offensive linemen and 2 tight ends and 300-pound fullback, and what could the Bills possibly do?
Yeah, they're basically going to be a super version of Navy
right.
in this game, it
right.
feels like, right?
That is what it feels like.
Navy.
And
which, if you don't, Navy like never throws the football.
Why aren't the Ravens running the wing T? Wishbone, whatever you need. It's a lot of Henry fear. A couple people write in when we started with the one stat about his yards per carry average when he doesn't get touched within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. His average is 24 yards.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm thinking, boy, can the Bills keep him to less than 10 yards a carry?
Well,
the whole conversation around this game is how it is impossible to stop them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is it not at least debatable that it's the greatest rush attack in league history?
Well, I told you
how do you beat that?
They broke the NFL record for one quarterback and one running back yards passing and yards receiving. They passed the all-time leaders. It was Ben Roethlisberger and Le'Veon Bell. Two put up more yards than any other tandem in NFL history. These two are now it.
Right. Like, if you're racking your brain trying to figure out like what the Bills should do on Sunday, like the Bills are not alone in this. Like everyone that's played Baltimore has tried to figure it out. There just might not really be a figuring it out, and you just have to hope that, you know, you get a couple plays to go your way and maybe your offense puts them into being more one-dimensional, because Jackson is the greatest running quarterback, at least by speed and making guys miss, for at least that we have ever seen. And Henry, you can make the argument he's the best run. He's at least the only running back that I've seen like him, where he is that big and that fast at the same time, where you just don't want to tackle him. Like, it's two historic talents together, and they've got the fullback, they've got the tight ends to do it. Like, yeah, this is why, like, the Taron Johnson conversation is interesting, and the Bills having an option for a third linebacker, and are they built to play a team like this? Because Baltimore is built so that when they play a team that is smaller and likes to be a little more finesse on defense, they can just hammer you. And how the Bills counteract that, like, there might just not be an answer, really.
803-0550. We've got the...
this is the week 4 game.
Week 4 game, Bills-Ravens on the screen. Ravens 7-0, Bills with the ball and driving. And this drive falls apart because of a pair of holding penalties.
Yeah, that was one of them right there.
Even on... you know, 2nd and 14, they get it to 3rd and 7. Then Allen scrambles on 3rd and 17 to set up a kick.
Yeah,
to go 7-3. So they moved into Baltimore territory. They moved to at least midfield on both drives.
Mm-hmm. But just got the drive stopped.
Execution. 803-0550. Give us a ring. Wide open phone lines. Chris Brown, bottom of the hour. What are your vibes? What are your vibes at? I would say, you know, we are probably guilty of it too. That so much of the conversation is about Baltimore's offense, not the Bills. I do think around here that's just basically because most everybody expects the offense to be okay. It's been okay almost every game against any kind of opponent. Joe Brady has had answers for pretty much everything teams have thrown at them since the Baltimore game. Since then,
right.
How many bad games they have offensively? You might have a slow start mixed in against Tennessee.
They were bad against the Texans, which was the very next week after that.
Sure. So those two games.
But then since then.
And then what? You've pretty much had answers.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of belief in Brady. That might be why we're focusing more on Baltimore's offense against this Bills defense and what to do. Getting closer. 803-0550. I also saw Channel 7's website for the game. Experts suggest two things for this game. If you're going to this game, dress warm and avoid alcohol. So
avoid alcohol,
that's what it said.
Beer, isn't alcohol supposed to make you feel warmer, but it really doesn't?
I think that's the idea. Yeah, what about a beer slushy? How's that work? What's the science on a beer slush? There's gonna be slushies out there on Sunday.
Like
naturally,
naturally made.
You're gonna
slushies.
Open your beer and it's gonna become a slushie.
I'm not going to the counter to order a slushie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy something and then the cold is going to make it into a slushie.
You would think, yeah.
You're basically in a slushie machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Jeremy. First off, I want to say enjoy yourselves at the game. Stay warm. Wish I was there. And that Kyle Williams clip always gives me chills. You know, it definitely makes me, I can't wait. One of these days I'll be in that stadium to be able to experience it, but you're not going to find me there this Sunday because it's too cold for me. I'll enjoy it at home. One of the things I was thinking about was, you know, sometimes Lamar gets a little careless, you know, he carries the ball like a loaf of bread. And I was saying, you know, takeaways is going to be huge. I hope that we step up with the takeaways in this game, maybe slap the ball out of his hand. The peanut punches. I want those peanut punches this game because it's going to be cold. And stopping Derrick Henry at the line is key. So all I could say is enjoy the game. Look on the bright side and may the better team win. Enjoy the game, boys.
Thanks, Rob. Fumbles this year. That is one thing about how cold it might be. I'm going all the way back to Deflategate and how the Patriots, the scandal about the ball and what happens to it.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Brady want it deflated? Because of the cold, or it naturally deflates a little bit, blah, 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 all that stuff. But holding that ball without a glove, I mean, quarterbacks in the NFL, that's why hand size is talked about. Among other things, it's ball security. And Is that not a lot tougher in a game like this where it's that cold?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more of an emphasis to tuck it this year.
The Bills forced the most fumbles in the league this year, I believe.
That's right. And we don't have the exact location of every one of those. How many were quarterbacks? It feels like not that many. They punched balls out of receivers and backs and tight ends.
Yeah.
Downfield, the peanut punch is not something often employed on a quarterback because quarterbacks aren't tucking and running as often as a receiver or a tight end might be. But Lamar this year fumbled against the Chiefs in the opener, fumbled against the Bills, and the Bills recovered it in week four, twice against Cincinnati, once against Tampa, once against Denver, twice against Philadelphia. He's, so there's a handful of balls on the ground for him.
Yeah. It does feel like, though, more of the Bills ones have been down the field, the receiver gets it punched out. Like, it really has been that one play. It's been the peanut punch that feels like it's most of them.
Here's an Isaiah Likely catch in coverage on Baylen Specter.
The touchdown that just happened in the game that we're watching from week four. So it's Henry out of the backfield on play action.
And they throw to Henry.
Who's the guy that was responsible for covering him on that play? Nicholas Morrow, who's not on the roster.
Yeah.
Like, the personnel is so different. So different.
Mike in Buffalo. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I agree the Ravens' rushing attack is just as scary as you guys are painting it, but I feel like without Zay Flowers and definitely him not being at full strength, I think there's a good chance they go two tight ends, majority of that game. And I see that as an advantage for our defense, even though it's a hard thing to stop. It's pretty one-dimensional. And, if you get those four punts you were talking about earlier, I think Josh Allen can outscore them. And if they come out with a good game plan and you get up 14 points, I think that even puts a lot more pressure on them. Do you guys agree with that at all?
Yeah, we'll see. Like, the one thing I would say about it, thanks, Mike, if Flowers is not there, it definitely limits Baltimore's flexibility, variability. I mean, he is a dynamic receiver who can win down the field. He can win the middle of the field. I mean, he's very good. He's a Pro Bowl receiver. He made his first Pro Bowl this year. Yeah, to not have him he's by a mile their best receiver. And now it's Bateman instead, who's a former first-round pick, and he's okay. But, yeah, I would say that it limits them. I'm not sure if the Bills have an equivalent like this. It might be Shakir. To not have Flowers is maybe to not have Shakir, but they rely on Flowers quite a bit. So I think it makes sense, the idea that if he's not there, they would lean more into the run game. It comes down to, and this is what the Orlovsky clip was, when he's going through the Ravens' six offensive linemen and two tight ends and a fullback and Lamar handing it to Henry. And he basically said, if the Bills cannot stop this, they will not have a chance. So, okay, they commit everything to stopping that. Then it becomes what? Throws to Likely, throws to Andrews. If that personnel package is on the field, can they still find ways to, make plays in the passing game? Lamar's legs, I mean, they're a multi-headed monster, of course. They've got great players. They've got a bunch of Pro Bowlers. Wouldn't we say they have the better roster? They have the better roster.
They have the better roster, yeah. I mean, that was an argument why Allen should win MVP, wasn't it?
Right.
Is that you've got nine Pro Bowlers. You've got five All-Pros. We've got one, the quarterback. Where are they not a better roster? Like, you could say the Bills' offensive line is better than theirs. I would definitely say that.
Okay.
I could probably make an argument that their corners are better, right?
Sure.
If Benford and Humphrey are close enough, and then it's Douglas over the Stevens, or even if it's Trey White out there. And am I done? They might be better. They might be the better wide receiver team going into this game if Flowers doesn't play.
You're saying the Bills might.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, how amazing is it that these two teams are about to line up in the divisional round? And, like, who's the best receiver on either side?
Mark Andrews.
Like, wide
Khalil
receiver.
Shakir.
Who's the best wide receiver in this football game on Sunday?
It might be
Shakir.
It's got
to be Shakir.
Yeah. 803-0550, which, by the way.
Or Bateman. Like, Bateman's okay, too.
If the Bills don't win, I see two paths forward if they don't win about what we will spend our offseason talking about in this game. And I don't think a McDermott fourth down decision or decision to kick is going to be it. I know that a lot of our games or our conversations center around his decision making. If their defense can't make stops, it'll be should you obsess and get thicker in the defensive line and make sure you can be more able to stop teams that run the ball, something the Bills have not often done. They have almost, I mean, you would say to a fault, they do not invest heavily on the interior of the defensive line. They just haven't done it.
Not since Ed Oliver.
Nope. Ed Oliver and Dwayne, 5 years and Dwayne Carter. Those are the two picks on the interior of the defensive line.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a long time to go with not picking any beef up the middle. And I feel like that'll be a conversation, how much of the Bills change their stripes and really invest in the interior of their line rather than waiting for guys off teams to get waived to come back for return engagements like Quentin Jefferson and Jordan Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one potential way we're talking about it. And the other is if, you know, Baltimore gums up the middle and they got to throw to the outside and Cooper and Coleman can't get it done, it's how come you weren't good enough out there?
Right.
I feel like those are the two.
Yeah,
those are the
right.
two conversations if they lose. And the third one probably is like, you know, maybe McDermott one. Maybe there's one about Tyler Bass missing kicks. I don't know. Or we could just, instead of all that, talk about going to Kansas City and getting a win. And going to the Super Bowl. You know? To San Antonio next for John. Hey, John. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, I was remember watching Henry when he played for the Titans, and it seemed, and I know it's a different team. I know it's certainly a different quarterback. I know all that. But it just seemed that when watching that game, if you can make Henry go east and west just for a step rather than north and south, he wasn't, you know, we were able to stop him pretty easily. I think our defense is a very good sideline to sideline defense. So if we can stop the initial burst going north and south or north and south and make him go to his left or right a little bit, I think we'll be fine. I really do. So that's what I'm counting on. And, yeah, so that, I think the – and always remember, you know, I hear all the hype about the New England against the Giants in the Super Bowl. Well, guess who won that game? So I think the Bills are going to win it this week, and I think they're going to win it by at least 10 to 14 points.
All
That's
right.
how confident Ooh. I am.
All right, let's hope so. That'd be fun. So on your point about getting Henry to run east-west, there's a lot of data to back this up. NFL Next Gen Stats has a stat they call efficiency for running backs. The total distance a player traveled on rushing plays,
mm-hmm.
according to Next Gen Stats, per rushing yards gained. So the idea is the lower the number, the more north-south you are, right? If you run straight up the middle and you run 35 yards straight up the middle, that's 35 yards.
Mm-hmm.
If you run off to the outside, outside the tackle, up the sideline for a 35-yard gain, you probably ran 50 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So the NFL can do that on efficiency. And who is the most efficient running back in the NFL?
Henry?
Derrick Henry. Which means that north-south. So yeah. To the point, if you can plug those holes and force him to the outside, that gives you time to get guys there. They run it well into an eight-man box. They run it well when you they do everything well. That's the other thing about Baltimore. You can't even lean into last week for the Bills in Bo Nix. It was, he's not very good against the blitz, right?
Right.
You get there, he's not very good against the blitz. You really can't find anything this year that the Ravens don't do well. Lamar against the blitz, one of the tops in the league. Not against the blitz, one of the tops in the league. I think he's top two in both of those
mm-hmm.
in EPA. So, I don't know. If you're McDermott and Bobby Babbage today, McDermott said right after the game he went to his office to get to work. Has he left it?
He's been in the office all week.
I mean, is this...
Yeah.
What we need, and you know, we had our fun, we need a Sun Tzu level game mm-hmm. from the defensive coordinator, from the defensive staff. What answers do you have? We won't demand perfection because we think the offense is going to be good enough that if the Ravens score 24, I think I've got a good chance to win that game. So you have margin for error built in from your quarterback. You just can't have it be where you're never getting a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Which the way that people talk about this Baltimore offense, it seems like there's a lot of that. So Henry, the most efficient running back in the NFL. Average time behind the line of scrimmage is another one there. Like how long does he spend behind the line, waiting to pick the hole, whatever. Like there's a lot of different next-gen stats things that are kind of cool about this. But efficiency, there he is. Number one, Henry. Number two, look at this list of running backs. You'd appreciate this. Most efficient. These are the most north-south runners in the NFL. Number one, Henry. Number two, Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Chuba Hubbard. Number four, mm-hmm. Bucky Irving.
Yeah, Bucky.
Rico Dowdle, Jonathan Taylor, Jerome Ford. And then?
James Cook.
James Cook. Efficient, north-south. 803-0550. Matt on the cell phone on Football Friday. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. something that hasn't been talked about a lot. I heard you reference it a little bit with the fumbles. At temperatures of where they're going to be this weekend, the fumbles increase about 35% over normal historically because the ball gets a lot slipperier and your grip strength actually decreases significantly in the cold as it gets colder. So for every degree that it's going down when temperatures get that cold, there's an exponential increase in the risk of a fumble. So the Bills should be ripping at balls left and right. If Jackson wants to be back there trying to dance around, just rip the ball because that ball is coming out a lot easier than it normally would.
Matt, thank you. I'm immediately this is the best game because we're digging. We are in
We're
deep.
Looking for anything.
I'm now looking for the spider chart for Lamar Jackson's draft status. Where do his hands rank? Where are we? Because I've got the number. It's what was Kenny Pickett hand size?
Oh, they were like the smallest ever.
Okay, well, Kenny Pickett hand size, yeah, he was under 9 inches. Lamar's 9.5 hand size. Let's Josh. Okay.
Bigger than that, I think. Right.
Josh is bigger. The average NFL, here you go. The average NFL quarterback hand size is 9.7. So Lamar is below average. Josh is 10 1/8 above average.
Okay.
We're going deep on this Football
this
Friday.
We're
hand sizing. Yeah. We're analytics on north-south running. We're getting into the probability of fumbles based on temperature. What don't you get from us here? Chris Brown's going to join us on the other side. It is Football Friday. You can give us a ring if you'd like. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law, Car Crash, Call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Substructure, Game Day the Crosby's Way. You can also join us on our Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Playoff Friday Facebook feed.
Brought to you by Taquito Lindo Williamsville. Experience Mexico in the 716. Buffalo and football go together like chips and salsa. Make Taquito Lindo your next destination for authentic Mexican street food, proudly serving at the highest rated restaurant in Williamsville. Taquito Lindo offers tacos, burritos, bowls, and quesadillas, all accompanied by an upscale cocktail menu in an awesome atmosphere. Stop by for happy hour on Thursdays and Fridays from 4 to 6 for trivia every Tuesday. Grab your team, head over to Taquito Lindo in the corner of Sheridan and International Drive. Experience Mexico in the 716 at Taquito Lindo.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
He's definitely a competitor. I would say, if you're talking about quarterbacks you hate playing the most, based off of who would be like closest to Lamar, how is he able to just keep a play going? The play is really never over. And then when he runs, he is a big dude. He can juke you, but he can run you over and keep running very easily. So just a super tough quarterback to go against. But that's the biggest thing. If I had to put on one thing, the play's just never over.
Marlon Humphrey on Josh Allen. Play's never over. Joining us on the Wester Hotline as part of Football Friday here, Chris Brown. He'll have the call of the game. He joins us to preview it. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We've got some nerves. I wonder if you've noticed the same thing we've kind of keyed in on this morning and through the week, which is 95% of the talk around this game seems to be about the matchup of the Bills defense and the Baltimore offense. And the other matchup, you know, Baltimore defense against Bills offense, not getting nearly as much attention. I'm not sure why that is. It might just be because Baltimore's offense, the last 4 or 5 weeks has looked like, you know, everything a juggernaut looks like.
Yeah, that's probably it. And, you know, you go through the numbers and, you know, I've been kind of plowing through stats that I feel are worth bringing up during the broadcast. And the Ravens have a lot of them. Counting playoffs, Lamar Jackson is now 4 yards away from a 1,000-yard rushing season, which would give the Baltimore Ravens make them the first team ever with a 2,000-yard rusher and a 1,000-yard rusher on the same team. That's insane. Counting playoffs, counting extra games, I don't care. That's just stupid. And I think it's because of the numbers they have produced down the stretch here. Now, I think we should take it with a grain of salt because they haven't exactly played world beaters here in the last 6 weeks of the season. Philadelphia was their most difficult task, and they lost that game by 5 at home. So, you know, you're playing the Giants, you're playing the Browns without a quarterback, you should ring it up on them, and they did. The thing that is most eye-opening is what they did at the end of the Steelers game last week, which was put 6 offensive linemen on the field and take a page out of the Bills book. And so those 6 guys combined with a 300-pound fullback and 2 tight ends that go 260 – you better get every big guy you got and put him on the field to defend that.
What does that look like for the Bills, every big guy you've got? Like, who becomes a bigger factor in this game than most games?
Probably every defensive tackle you've got on your roster. I mean, you may have to play 4 across the front and just say, we're going to bear up here. We're not going to worry about pass rush. We'll let linebackers take care of that on the edges if we need to. And, you know, cover it that way. It's just the read option game that they'll throw at you, or even the straight power run game they'll throw at you with Derrick Henry. When you have that many big bodies on the field, you have to counter it with similar personnel. The Steelers, I don't know what they were doing at the end of that game. They were in a too high shell for one of those plays. And it's just like, are you looking at who they're putting on the field? It was stupefying to me. So I wouldn't expect that from the Bills coaching staff, who are far more in tune with what's going on the field. But I don't know, maybe they had already given up. I don't know what the case was there with the Steelers, but you shouldn't have any safeties or corners on the field if they're going to put six offensive linemen, two tight ends. And I don't know. It's just, it seemed wacky to me. So we'll see what happens.
How tough a decision do you think they have with Taron Johnson? I mean, he'll play no matter what, but Sal had good numbers. When they played in the playoffs a few years ago, he was on the field for something like 48 snaps, but he was off the field for 32. So they've showed a willingness to go to three linebackers if they think that's the better matchup. It just kind of is, you know, it's a tough balance because he's also one of the best players at his position in the league.
Yeah, it is a very tough balance, and generally you utilize what got you to the divisional playoff, you know, in the first place. So I think they can't just abandon what amounts to their true base defense, which is their nickel package, especially when you have a player the caliber of Taron Johnson. But if the matchup doesn't work, it's incumbent upon you to change it and do something different to better counteract what they're doing, because you can't just keep trying something that, you know, worked for you all season but may not work for this specific opponent. And I would imagine that there are, you know, a handful of contingency plans that the Bills will have in place with their defensive game plan, and I do believe they will have a package to answer to this. Now, what's the breakdown play-wise? Well, I think it depends on how much the Ravens are going to trot giant personnel onto the field. So it's kind of a wait and see, and I do expect a mixed bag, though, from the Bills' defensive staff in terms of personnel usage.
Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline. To the other side of the ball, Chris, the Ravens' defense, when the Bills played them way back in Week 4, the Ravens' defense had been giving up explosive plays, and I do think that is maintained throughout the year, that they can be hit for an explosive. But a lot of the story in Baltimore this year is how they made a couple changes defensively, and the last half of the season, it's not exactly the same defense. So maybe some different challenges this time around.
Actually, they're one of the best. Since week 11, they're the best pass defense in football. So they haven't improved. They've become the best pass defense in football over the last 7 weeks of the season. Now, again, they're playing Drew Lock, Dorian Thompson Robinson. I mean, they're not playing world beaters at quarterback. I mean, even Jalen Hurts doesn't throw it all over the yard. He runs it. So you take it with a grain of salt, but I think it's safe to say that the Ravens are a much more complete team than they were earlier in the season. They had some warts. They got rid of them. And, you know, I think the one thing you have to do as a Bills offense is say, okay, this shift makes them stronger on the back end. Where can we hit them now? And it's a familiar place, guys. I think, again, second level of the defense, Malik Harrison, Trenton Simpson, Roquan Smith. These guys are great in the run front, susceptible in the pass game, in coverage. So if they're going to put those guys on the field and leave them out there on passing downs, I'm going at them. The Bills have demonstrated a good deal of success in targeting linebackers in the intermediate areas, whether it's the Detroit game, the Denver game last week. So I would expect them to go to that well again, whether it's with tight ends or running backs.
The other thing they're kind of susceptible at, Chris, is they, and maybe a lot of this is also early in the season, but they gave up one of the highest rates of explosive pass plays down the field as anybody. And that is Brandon Stevens, the one corner who gives up a lot, and sometimes actually Tre'Davious White comes in for him, and we know he's not the same player he once was. That question, though, would just be if that's a matchup that the Bills feel like they can go after, do they have it in them with Cooper and Coleman to kind of exploit it?
Yeah, it's a size matchup, and I would expect those two guys that you mentioned to be a big part of that if that's what they decide to do. And look, the Bills have done a heck of a job targeting specific corners. They were targeting one in the Rams game. His name escapes me right now. And then they targeted another one last week in Riley Moss. So they'll go after somebody, and they won't stop until you fix it. So, yeah, you want to attack those guys with size. You've got above-the-rim player like Keon Coleman who can win down the field, and Amari Cooper, a 10-year veteran who kind of knows this team pretty well, having played in the division the last couple of years. So those are two elements that the Bills passing game did not have, you know, in the way that they do now. And that's one way that the Bills have changed and probably improved. So I'll be interested to see if they go after Stevens right away.
Chris Brown, Chris, before I let you go, home game, you know, crowd assists, penalties, like, you know, getting into the stuff that can flip a game that's as close as this. You paying attention to who the official is? I mean, do we have the numbers on what the most likely calls are? Because stalled drives, sometimes it's a matter of, you know, making a mistake. You're slow off the line on a snap because the crowd is really loud. The Bills' second drive in this game against Baltimore was derailed by two holding penalties. So, you know, those fringe areas, how much can the Bills gain from being at home?
Yeah, give Bills Mafia a couple of assists last week. They got a couple of false starts on Denver. So that obviously helps because it puts Buffalo in passing, you know, obvious pass situations for their defense. And, you know, that helps people like Von Miller and Greg Rousseau. Carl Cheffers is the referee for this weekend's game. He historically is not one that throws a lot of flags, but I will remind everybody, this is a blended staff. In the postseason, the highest rated officials by the NFL's officiating department are pieced together with head officials. So it's not the crew that Carl Cheffers has been officiating with all season. It's a mix. So it's very hard to take their statistics from the regular season and apply them here. But Cheffers historically keeps the flag in his pocket, which to me isn't a great thing because we know that the Ravens on defense clutch and grab on every single play and dare officials to throw flags. So we'll have to see how that unfolds in the game.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline. Bills, Ravens, 6:30. All right, stay warm. I know the window will be open. The space heater will be there for Eric Wood. You guys will be rocking. Should be a good time.
Yeah, he'll have his heated gloves too.
All right. I might actually go buy some. I was thinking about that, going to buy some like heated socks. Thanks, Chris.
All right, take care, guys.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com by Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. It is Football Friday, and we are streaming on Facebook as well, our Facebook Live Playoff Football Friday on WGR's Facebook page, brought to you by Taquito Lindo, Williamsville, Experience Mexico, in the 716. So pop it on, watch us if you want, give us a ring. We did not forget to remember some Ravens.
No, we will get to that.
We'll spend some time with that in the 9 o'clock hour as part of the Super Great American Football Friday frenzy. Plenty still to get to. You can give us a ring. Worst take up next. Joe found, he's promised
two,
me.
Two of the worst takes you've ever heard.
Two of the worst takes you've ever heard happened this week.
Yesterday.
About this game?
Both. Neither about this game.
Okay, but they're bad takes.
Neither about this game.
I'm excited for it. All right. Also, we got to talk about the Tom Brady controversy at some point, which I'm not even sure if it's a controversy. It's all coming up on Football Friday. We owe you a stat of the day. We'll get that to you here. Stat of the day brought to you by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. We'll make it that one about Derrick Henry. His efficiency number one in the NFL of running the ball north-south. And if he gets ahead of steam, it's bad news. If he is untouched within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, he averages 24 yards per carry. So, yep. There you go. Here's your stat of the day. Now, Joe has promised two of the worst takes we've heard in a month.
You're going to tell me which one's worse.
Okay. I'm ready.
Let's start with Colin Cowherd, who's got a trade idea on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
But the Steelers have been putting Band-Aids on for 6 years. I think they have to rip it off. I would trade T.J. Watt, George Pickens, two first-round picks if your scouting department said Shedeur Sanders is the guy. Because I think Cam Ward's going to go number one. I think Shedeur Sanders you could get at number 5, 6, or 7.
Okay.
T.J. Watt, George Pickens, and two first-round picks for Shedeur Sanders.
First off, they're going to trade Pickens soon because they're mad at him.
Uh-huh.
And he's been a bit of a head case for them. Watt probably doesn't have the value he used to, but I
You said Sanders should be a second-round pick yesterday.
I think Shedeur Sanders should be a second-round pick, yes.
And then our worst take number two option is from David Sampson of CBS Sports and the Dan Le Batard Show on A.J. Brown.
I'd like to talk about what it is to fire a player when you are reading a book on the sideline. And I'm sorry, Dan, you may not want to go there, But A.J. Brown's career with the Eagles is done. And I am so lit up about this subject because I don't understand why the coach is absolutely supporting his ability to be distracted like that on the sideline. And we're allowing a player to say, oh, this had nothing to do with the fact that me and Jalen Hurts don't like each other and I had one catch. I think it's an outrage.
Man, just once, I'd like to hear people having a take on, you know, just like an offensive lineman. They're talking about a movie on the sidelines. How distracted could they be? It's always got to be a receiver. It's just, you know.
It is. You're right. It is always a receiver. If he was a linebacker, I don't think it would be a thing. They're both pretty bad.
What book was he reading again?
Oh, I looked it up yesterday. Something about.
And he has claimed he reads a book all the time?
He claims that he's done it all the time. Do we think he's telling the truth on that? Would we not have noticed before? Maybe we wouldn't have. Inner Excellence is the book he was reading.
So he's reading a self-improvement book?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know. Train Your Mind for Extraordinary Performance in the Best Possible Life. Of all the possible books.
Yeah. I guess Eagles fans have been after him a little bit.
He's not reading
week.
The Hunger Games. Like, you know, he's not escaping.
Right. Right. If he was reading Harry Potter, would it have been worse?
Nothing against those books. That's distraction.
Yeah.
What if there's a line in the book that's a mantra that he reads to stay sharp?
Right. Yeah.
I don't care. People find ways to care about so many things. I'm done with this guy. Okay. Watch what happens. Ask Tennessee how that went. 803-0550, our phone number. The Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy is on the way. That's that's up next. You can give us a call. We can remember some Ravens. We can all, you know, freak out together or whatever. Those are some tough takes. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Those are pretty bad.
I don't mind the Steelers. The idea of like, hey, tear it down and go for a quarterback, but they're going to sit there with Tomlin for a while. Would be my guess. The worst take I saw was a suggestion they should trade Tomlin to the Jets for Garrett Wilson in a first-round pick. Like the Jets would ever consider either of those things. Yeah. Yikes. All right, break time. Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy next.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.